The charity, based near San Diego, uses technology to let moms and dads who are stationed overseas read books to their children at home. Soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen read stories to their youngsters that are recorded on DVD. The discs are sent home where the children can watch them over and over.
Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
Betty Mullenbrock, founder and president of the Family Literacy Foundation, says the idea grew out of her experience during the Vietnam War when her husband was in the Navy away from the family.
We were separated for 10 months. He was deployed, and we had a two-year-old. And when he returned, she did not recognize him.
In 1989, she created a foundation to promote reading in the home and started the military effort a year and a half later. More than 140,000 families have been helped through the project, called United Through Reading. Mullenbrock says it accomplishes two goals, helping families emotionally and offering children an early start in their education.
We believe that reading aloud to children is one of the best ways to communicate with them, and additionally, research states that it's the single best predictor of their future success in reading if you read aloud to them regularly.
The project was recently honored by the Drucker School of Management at Claremont Graduate University. The foundation received the Peter F. Drucker Award for Nonprofit Innovation, which carries a cash prize of $25,000. The school's dean, Ira Jackson, says the award continues the tradition of management guru Peter Drucker, who died last year. Drucker was noted for his pioneering work in studying corporations and was one of the first business professors to recognize the importance of the nonprofit sector. Jackson says that sector now includes 44,000 transnational NGOs or non-government organizations. They focus on health, education, economic development, and other needs and issues.
They're growing more rapidly than multinational corporations. There's an explosion of citizen action, of social entrepreneurship at the local level. In part, I think it's a reflection of the recognition that governments have their hands full just doing their day-to-day job, and that civil society is too important to be left to the government.
The United States has long been noted for its civic associations, and Jackson says the nation's 1 million charities represent between 10 and 20% of the U.S. economy. Many groups are small and are run by volunteers. The largest employ thousands. But management guru Peter Drucker said the best are highly efficient. He cited the Girl Scouts as an example. The dean of the Drucker School says nonprofit organizations are expanding in many places and are an important component of any country's development.
We need honest and efficient governments. We need a thriving private sector. And perhaps most importantly, beyond the rule of law, we need the glue of a civil society and a not-for-profit sector that's beholden to neither the government nor owned by business, which brings legitimacy to that society.
He says the best charities, including the Family Literacy Foundation, can leverage limited resources and make a difference in people's lives. The San Diego group receives corporate donations and works with the military in its effort to build strong relationships between absent parents and their children. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。